father, turn on your light. Sister, turn your light on. And if you put your light together, turn on your light.
Yeah.
Yes. White man, turn your light on. Oh, if you put your light together, you can light up the world. Ooh. Cold, you turn on your light. Ooh, yeah. Baptist, turn your
Welcome everyone to Six in Road on Road to Stardom Radio. And we're going to have a great show. I'm going to open my boy Mike. What's up, Six? What's up, Six? Okay, Six must have stepped away from the phone. But tonight's show is another Stop the Violence show. We did one weeks ago, and then we did one in January, months ago in January, after what happened to my cousin. And now we're doing another one, and you will understand why once I share this article. It says, LaKeivia Jackson, Young Thug's baby mother shot and killed in bowling alley incident. Says Atlanta police are searching for a male suspect responsible for fatally killing the mother of Young Thug's 14-year-old son. LaKeivia Jackson was shot after getting into an argument with a man at a bowling alley on Thursday. Family members stated that the 31-year-old was attending a birthday party at the location. Following the spat between Jackson and the stranger, he reportedly waited in the parking lot for 20 minutes. He shot her while she was leaving the venue. As the investigation into Young Thug's baby mother's death continues, Lieutenant Will Folk released a statement saying, You will find a person who's responsible. You know who you are. Go ahead and turn yourself in. We assure you that we will bring you into custody. Law enforcement also claimed to have acquired surveillance footage of the incident and evidence at the crime scene. They also announced that they had several cooperating witnesses to identify the suspect. On the night of Jackson's killing, the rapper was in Austin performing at the annual South by Southwest Festival. He has not yet released a statement following Jackson's death. Here's someone that said, Lakeivia Jackson's mother, Sharina Jackson, told me, "I didn't know that was going to be the last time I talked to my baby. I could hear her over the phone crying and screaming. Then her best friend said she's not breathing." She added, "I lost my baby all over a bowling ball." And Tori Cooper tweeted this out, "I just spoke to Lakeivia Jackson's mom. She says Lakeivia went to her best friend's birthday at a bowling alley. A fight over the bowling ball happened. Then the suspect waited 20 minutes in the parking lot for Lakeivia before he shot her while she was leaving. Her mom gave me this pic." Thug, real name Jeffrey Lamar Williams, met Jackson when she was attending high school in his hometown of Atlanta. The 30-year-old rapper has 6 children, of which 3 are sons, and the remaining 3 are daughters. He has had his children with 4 different women. I don't care about that. I care about the Lakeivia story. I don't care about how many baby mamas Young Thug have. And this is why I decided to do a 6-in-a-row Stop the Violence show again. Because we're losing people to senseless violence. You killed this woman over a bowling ball in a bowling alley. It is not that serious. It is not that serious for you to take somebody's life because you and her. And as a grown man, you're arguing with a woman. See, you're not a man. Because no real man is going to argue with a woman over a bowling ball. No real man is going to argue with a woman over a bowling ball. In a bowling alley at that. And there should have been other men there to step in and say, yo homie, nah. You shouldn't be arguing with her. Nah, dead dad, leave that alone. Where were they at? And I know out the phrase protect black women. And I'm sure that when they got into that spat, she had a mouth on her. Because I'm sure he said some things, she said some things. He ain't like what she was saying. And you know, because he a man. He don't like what she was saying. So he took it away and waited 20 minutes outside when she was leaving. Then decided to shoot and kill her over a bowling ball in a bowling alley. You gotta be. This is crazy. I'm tired of doing shows like this where we talk about people being killed senselessly for no reason. This woman did not deserve to die over no damn bowling ball. I'm glad her son is at the age he is. They say he's 14. I'm glad. Because if he was a baby, if he was an infant baby, he would have no memory of his mother. If he was an infant baby, he would have no memory of his mother. If her son, I'm going to say it again, her son was an infant baby, he would have no memory of his mother. Yes, he know yes, he can see and know what his mom looked like, but he's still an infant. He's still the infant. When you're an infant, you're still in the development stage. So, and your brain is developing as well as other parts of you are developing when you're an infant. Just like a friend of mine named Derek, who's passed away, he said his mom, he was alive, and he said he wished he knew his mom. And he said because his mom, his brothers, you know, his siblings who are older than him got to experience their mom. He didn't get to experience his mom because she died when he was 2 years old. So his only memories of her is from when he was one till two. That's his only memories of his mother. So just think about that when you're killing somebody and they got young children. His only memory of his mother is from the age of one. So he turned two when she passed away, when he hit the age of two. You know, you got to understand, and then when siblings share stories, you can't really share nothing. When siblings share stories about mom, you can't really share nothing because you only had her since you was 1 to 2. You know? You know, I hope they catch the guy who did this. He need to be under the jail. He need life in jail. In jail, no parole. And what idiots don't understand is that when you take a life, you also take away your life. You don't get it. When you take a life, you also take away your life, because when you get caught, you're going to jail for life. So that means your kids won't be seeing you anymore unless they visit you in jail. I'm sure the person who shot and killed her already left Atlanta. He already left Atlanta. He's hiding at a family member's house in another state. He is hiding at another family member's house in another state. And the family members are probably saying, "What are you doing here?" It's like, he might make up a lie, say, "I lost my job," or "Something happened that I need to get back on my feet. Can I stay with y'all?" And y'all fall for it and say, "Sure." And then the truth comes out, what he did. And y'all still keep him you still protect him. A lot of us, we have, I wouldn't say dumb. I say in a situation like this, we have dumb family members. Because even though they find out the truth of what their family member did, they still protect their family member and keep them in hiding. I shared this story time ago. I think the last time we did the 6 in a row Stop the Violence, I shared about when my cousin was on the run and he was staying with us. But he wasn't on the run for killing somebody. Because if he killed somebody and that's why he was on the run, right? If he killed somebody and that's why he was on the run, even though he's family, we couldn't let him stay here. I understand as the family member, you want to put, you want to be the family. You got to stop doing that, because all it does is bring people to our doorstep. When somebody in the family does wrong, come running to another family member as shelter and protection, all it's doing is bringing trouble to your doorstep. Because now that the police are looking for him, they're going to wind up finding that he's at your place. Now the police are going to come knocking at your door saying, we know he's here. He might as well just come out. And you're going to lie and say, oh, he's not here. He don't live here. He's not here. Knowing you hiding him. Knowing you hiding him, saying he's not here. Yep. Condolences go out to Young Thug and his son on the loss of his baby mama, the mother of his son. We gotta stop saying that too. We gotta stop calling the women. We have to stop calling the women and have children with baby mamas and start saying the mother of your child. Yep. But tonight's about stopping the violence. And that's what this show is about. And it's sad, you know, it's sad. People will resort to violence over the littlest things. So you shot at me because I stepped on your foot. Or not even shot at me, but you want to fight me because I stepped on your foot. Not even giving me a chance to say sorry. You just ready to fight because I stepped on your foot. And it wasn't like a hard step on your foot, like it was done intentionally. You want to fight because I bumped into you. And it wasn't done intentionally, but you still want to fight. I've been in clubs where it's crowded, where it's so packed that when people leave, you're bumping into each other when you're trying to leave. But people get into fights over that, which is dumb. You know the club is crowded. You know everybody's trying to leave. So if somebody bumped into you, it wasn't done intentionally, it was done by accident because they're trying to get out just like you. But no, you want to get pissed off and want to fight. Like, it don't make no sense. You want to go to your car, get your gun, and shoot at the person because they bumped into you in the club? And it wasn't done intentionally. This is dumb. Now the person, let's just say you went kill them, but now they in the hospital. And the cops is asking questions about what happened. And they say, well, I was at the club. I bumped into this person by accident because the club was crowded and everybody's trying to get out. And not giving me a chance to say sorry. Or I said sorry, but I guess dude didn't care that I said sorry. Got outside the club and he started shooting at me. And he hit me, that's why I'm here. Now you in jail for possession of an illegal weapon, because we know most of y'all guns ain't even registered. And attempted murder, because you didn't kill a person, so it's attempted murder. He's an idiot. Let me tell you, back in my younger days, before I moved to where I live now, I remember people that I knew had beef with some other people. And the people came to the block, and he was like, they got that, you know, they were like, they got that nigga right there. They got into it, words were exchanged, and then bullets was exchanged. And we, being the crazy people, we following the damn, that, like, we, it wasn't, we followed what was going on, but, and then, from following what was going on, bullets was ringing out. And I followed because my family members was in the situation. And I would jump in to save a family member, but I would hate to be, to find out that something happened to my family member, you know, y'all youngins today do dumb shit when it comes to stuff like this. Y'all do dumb shit. Y'all think having a gun is going to solve the problem. So, you shoot, so, not that, people know what you look like, because you was at the bowling alley, they saw your face, they know what you look like, right, they know what you look like, so people is giving them your description. And I'm sure the cops is going to call. They're going to call and say, to every police station they can in a 50-mile or whatever, in a 100-mile radius of where it happened at, to let them know this is a suspect we are looking for. If you see the suspect, please let us know. Because you could, like, New York goes by boroughs, right? So you got the Bronx, Brooklyn, you got Manhattan, you got Queens, you got Staten Island. Those are the five boroughs. Then you got Long Island. Long Island's not one of the five boroughs, but it is part of New York. Don't, you cannot go to any other boroughs, because let's say that this happened in Brooklyn. The cops in Brooklyn are going to call the cops in Manhattan and fax over your picture and say, we're looking for this dude for attempted murder and possession of a legal handgun. They're going to do it to the precincts in the Bronx, too, and in Queens, and in Staten Island, and in Long Island. So your picture's going to be everywhere, that, even though you don't live in those boroughs, they still going to circulate your picture, because they know, cops know that you're going to skip town. Cops know you're going to skip town, and you might, you know, take cover at a family member's house in another borough or even in another state. The cops be knowing. Because the cops is going to find out all your information to find out who you connected to. And they're going to send your picture. And as soon as a police officer in another state, another borough, you going to jail. Yep, you going to jail. It's crazy. It's crazy. No, six ain't called back in yet. Me took this mother away from her child. She will never see. She, now that she's gone, She would never even get to graduate high school, graduate college, go on to get married, children. She's never going to experience that because you took her life away. Just like mothers grieve the loss of their children, a child is going to be grieving the loss of his mother for the rest of his life. That child's going to be grieving the loss of his mother for the rest of his life. You took this woman's life over a bowling ball. That I said this on the show where I mentioned I was doing the 6-Minute Road Show on Tuesday. No, it's Friday's show. I can't remember which one it was, but I said, you know, in the bowling alley, you got lane 23 and 22 is connected. She might have had lane 23. He might have lane 22. The ball thing is being shared between both lanes. So she's not going to know that's his ball unless he say it's his ball. Her ball, he's not going to know that's her ball unless she said that's my ball. And then he's like, okay, I'm sorry, you know, like, my bad, I'm sorry. You know, I didn't know, I thought it was just here on the lane. Yeah. That's crazy. And I'm sure your daughter is going crazy. Even though she ain't his woman no more, she is the mother of his child, so he's going to feel some sort of way, too. He could, and because of what you did, Young Thug could be a retaliating man and hunt you down himself. Trust me. The streets don't talk to the cops, but the streets do be talking. The streets talk to the cops, but the streets do be talking. Somebody's going to give you up. Not the police, but somebody's going to give you up. Somebody's going to give you up. And if there's a reward for your arrest, and that's a nice sizable amount, oh, somebody's giving you up to the police for that reward money. It could be your own family members that will turn you in. Yep. The only thing will turn you in for that reward money. Even if they themselves put up reward money, they would, yep. But it's terrible. That's why Road to Stardom and Black Girl Forever had to stop the violence initiative that we got going on. Cause ceasefire, and in this initiative, we got a T-shirt. That's part of the initiative that says "Ceasefire, My Life Matters," and we're also doing the ceasefire mixtape. Ceasefire mixtape, which is going to consist of 15 tracks by a plethora of different artists. And all the songs is going to be about stopping the violence. And the money is from the T-shirt, which you can get on RoadToStardomMerch.com and Black Oak Forever store, which is BLAKOKE forever.creator-spring.com is where you can get the shirt. The money raised is going to the Black Oak Forever Foundation. Well, it's the Black Oak Forever Foundation. You know, we're all about, Black Oak Forever Foundation is all about helping the community. And we're also about, you know, we got different initiatives going on. Not just stopping the violence. We got bullying, domestic violence, theme. Because I know young girls get it. You know, they get told, especially from young boys, that they're ugly. When they're not. Because every young woman or young girl is uniquely beautiful, meaning that there's no other beautiful person that looks exactly like them, unless they're a twin. Now, if you're a twin, that's different. But every young girl or young woman is uniquely beautiful. There's no copy of them. Yep. And I say, you know, I gotta do it. When I was listening to my boy Big Meech's show, and they mentioned it at the end of the show, that was Saturday, when they mentioned it Saturday at the end of the show, I said I gotta do a Six and Road, because I forgot to do one Saturday, so I said I'm gonna make up Six and Road. Stop the violence after hearing what happened to Young Thug's mother of the child. At a bowling alley, we killing people over bowling balls. It's crazy. And you know, there was a young man who was shot 4 times by some cops who were plainclothes cops. He was in his car in the front of his house, and they telling him get out of his car. You know what cops, you know, tell you get out your car, put your hands up, and all that stuff. And they told him to do all of that. And he's like, of course, I'm sure he's saying, I live here. I live here. But you know, the cops don't want to believe that he lives there. And they shot him 4 times. Another young man who's an Uber Eats delivery driver got pulled over by police saying he didn't obey the stopped him because he had a traffic violation. And the whole time his dash cam, because you know, if you drive for Uber, the company, they supply you with dash cams because a lot of the Uber drivers were getting attacked, so they supply the drivers with dash cams so that if they get attacked again, it's caught on camera. And the cop told him license, registration, told him to get out of his car. He said, he told the cop, raise the speak to your supervisor. And because he didn't listen to the cop tape, same thing that happened to Sandra Bland, when the cop said she didn't signal quickly, and he followed behind, he tailed her, made her get out the car, and he got frustrated with her, and that's what happened with him. The same thing happened to this young man. He's still alive, but still, he shouldn't have got tased. Because if it's a traffic violation, the cop is going to write, you know, what procedure is to write a ticket. They go off with a warning. Some cops might let you go off with a warning, or they write you a ticket. Nope, this cop decided he wanted to pull out his taser. He tased this young man. I'm sorry to say this, but the police department where in the time man was in, they're gonna have a lawsuit on their hands. They're gonna have a serious lawsuit on their hands. So and as far as the back to the initiative, you want to teach young kids that violence doesn't solve the problem. You think by, oh, if I punch him in the face, that's going to solve the problem. Or if I put a gun to his face, it'll solve the problem. Or, you know, if I stab him, it's not going to solve. See, y'all don't understand. Using a weapon is not going to solve your problem. Because let's just say you stab him. He survives. Once he's killed up, he's going to retaliate and come after you. Okay, you shoot him. He survives. Once he's healed up, he's going to retaliate and shoot you back. And then you be dead. And then here's your mom talking about, my baby. I don't know why somebody would want to shoot my baby. They shot your baby because your baby's playing with the tough guy in the streets and shot somebody. They survived, and then now they retaliated and shooting and shot back. And now your son's not here. Because I be hearing you know they say, well, that's just some dude I have some beef with, and when you ask the question, what is the beef about, it's always something it's always over something stupid, but the person feels disrespected for it, so they gotta do something about it. You ain't gotta do shit. If the beef is over something stupid, let it go. On the real, let it go, because then you'll live to see another damn day. And that person will live to see another damn day. Because if you retaliate, shoot at them, and you miss, he's going to retaliate, shoot back, and he's going to make sure he hit his target. And then he's going to be in jail for killing you, and your mother's going to be boo-hooing at your funeral. Talking about why they took my son. Because his son was playing Mr. Tough Guy when he know he ain't tough. You can't fight with your hands? Then I know you a punk when you pulling out a gun or a knife. If you need to fight him, if you need to settle your beef with him that bad, you and him fight one-on-one with the hands. That's what we did back in the day. He fought with the hands. We didn't go say I gotta get my gun to solve the problem. No. Or get my knife. No, we fought with our hands and we lived to see another day. But nah, y'all kids today wanna go get a weapon to prove you ain't a punk. Let me go get my 9 to prove I ain't a punk. Or whatever gun I got, let me go get that to prove I'm not a punk. I'm like, getting a gun, a knife, any kind of weapon is not solving your problem. A knife, a gun, whatever weapon you're going to use is not solving the problem. It's adding more fuel through the fire. I've seen people have beef with people. And, you know, they say, they got a nigga right there. And they pull out their gun. And the dude they got beef with is running. And they're chasing them. But you don't see, you out in public, you don't see this innocent people out here. And it's a problem because of your stupidity, an innocent person could get shot. Because you out in the open, you see the person you got beef with, you out in the open, so you want to pull your gun out and start shooting at them? Okay. They get away. They're going to come back and retaliate. Because they're going to come back and catch you off guard. You're not going to have your gun with you. They're going to start shooting at you, and the innocent person is going to get shot. All because of your stupid little beef with this person. And 9 out of 10, the person who gets shot could be because of your beef with somebody, your relative or a sibling, your sibling gets shot. If you remember Boys in the Hood, when those dudes shot Ricky, Ice Cube's mother was blaming him. Ice Cube's character in the movie, the mom was blaming him because Ricky's the good son. He's the bad son. And she was blaming him for what happened to Ricky. Even though it wasn't his fault, because dudes thinking they're tough, that Ricky and they said, they got that fool right there. He thinks he's tough. You know, Ricky and the dudes got to a little squabble. His brother lifted up his shirt with the gun and said, we got a problem here. And they backed off. Then when they saw Ricky by himself, they shot at Ricky and killed him. It's crazy. And movies like that imitate life for real. That's a scene from a movie, but it imitates life for real, because there are instances that I'm sure people can tell you that scene from Boys in the Hood really happened in real life. I shared a story where Do have beef with somebody, saw them in a park. Park where little kids play. Saw them in the park, started shooting. About the innocent people that was in the park. But no, was shooting at the person. And I think a little kid got hit from one of the bullets. And all he was doing was enjoying life playing in the park. I'm not condoning violence, but If you're going after somebody, you go after them when when they're alone. You don't catch them when they're out in the open and innocent people are around. Because even if that's your target and you miss your target and hit some and you hit an innocent person, you're going to jail. I don't care if you start shooting. And I don't know you, and you in the park, and there's little kids, and little kid gets shot, I'm calling 911, telling them exactly what you look like and what you did. And people gonna say, oh, why you snitching? An innocent little kid just got shot. You think I'ma stand there and do nothing? No. You know that them hotlines, that if you got information, is anonymous. But people still find out who told on them. They find out eventually. But it was over something stupid. That's the thing. You know, they disrespected. That's why they going after the person. And their friends hyped them up. That's another thing. You letting your friends hype you up. You wouldn't let him disrespect you like that? And that's why people, back in the day, you know, when you're hanging out with your group of friends, this is to the people who used to fight with friends. You know your friend, you know your friend helping you up. You won't let him disrespect you, nah, son. Don't let him disrespect you like that. Go handle that. And what do? Listen to your friend, tell him to go fight him, and y'all get into a fight. And not knowing if this person can fight, you get your ass whooped. And you and for me, if you listen to your friend, if you felt what disrespected you, then okay. If your friend is telling, if you didn't feel homework disrespected, but your friend is telling you that, and then you step to him and get your ass whooped, you deserve that ass whooping. Because you listened to your friends, and they got you an ass whooped. Yep. And they got you an ass whooping. I'm going to play two songs right now, back to back. And they're both Stop the Violence songs. I'm going to play back to back. Then we'll get back into the show. Let's do this one first. I don't know what happened while the song. Okay, something's going on. The song is not. There we go. For a minute, the song there. Okay. Okay, for some reason the song is playing, but I'm not hearing it. Understand why. Okay, let me do something here. I'm going to stop the song and let me see if the sound is going to play. Song. I understand why I'm not hearing the music. Alexa, connect to Bluetooth.
Searching. You're already connected to Rotos Garden. To connect a different device, go to the Alexa app.
I don't know what's going on. Let me refresh to see if that's the problem, because that don't make no sense that the songs are playing, but I'm not hearing nothing. Yeah, well, yeah, I don't know. Let me try it again. Sorry about that, y'all. Because if I can't hear it, then I know y'all can't hear it either. And that's crazy. Okay, the song is still playing, but I'm not hearing it. So, there's only another way I can check it out is... Sorry, y'all. No, I'm quiet. But, this is crazy that Block Talk is messing up like this on me. Yep, it's crazy. Oh, shit, I pressed the wrong one. Yeah, this is crazy. Welcome to Block Talk Radio. Okay, that's weird. That is weird. So the whole time I'm doing this show, no one can hear me because I just called into my board and I hear the music they play when the show, before the show starts, they give you the elevator music. And that's what I'm hearing. And not my, and I didn't hear myself or the music. This is crazy. This is crazy. Wow, this is crazy. Hello. 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 Hello, hello, hello. Hello, 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 hello. I'm gonna end my show. Fuck. I have to end it.